Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off the third hour of tonight's show, where you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, because that's what we do every night here at Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160. Mark with you.
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Phony.
603-283-6160. We've been a bit across the board tonight, from talking about Fauci's summer plans to economists that say the U.S. debt doesn't matter anymore. But let's get right into the calls. We've got El Conejo calling in. El Conejo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say you've been doing a great job keeping the show going during all this. But,
thank you.
There are a lot of podcasts who do, like, cross-platform hosting of each other. And so, like, one show will host a show, and then the other one will do it back in reciprocity. I would encourage you guys to reach out to, like, Dave Smith and Tom Woods, Bob Murphy. So, like, the libertarian community doesn't know about you.
I did send an email to Tom Woods the other day. Now, I don't know whether, you know, my email address is I've got him at woods@mises.org. And he may not even check that anymore, for all I know.
I would love that, but it does strike me as kind of a problem just of format. Because, I mean, theirs is all sort of interviews and commentary, and we're a call-in show.
Well, either way, we can make ourselves available to them for whatever it is that they wish to do as far as their formats go. And, you know, of course, any one of them is welcome to call in anytime at 603-283-6160. And Tom has been up.
Well, he is.
He's been up here and been on the show, and it's been great.
Ian's been on his show.
Yeah. Go ahead. Conejo.
Yeah. I mean, you guys occasionally do interviews, so you should do the circuit, Tom Woods, Dave Smith, and then I would also reach out, besides the Libertarian podcast, I'd reach out to, like, Angela McArdle, who is going to be the next Libertarian Party chair, probably.
God willing.
And I would also reach out to the crypto community. So you would go on their shows, and then they go on yours, and try to make it a fundraising thing, man, because a lot of the most libertarians probably don't even know this is happening.
Yeah, I think a lot of them don't know what's happening. And what I would do is I would appreciate right now if listeners who think this is a good idea, and I think it is a good idea, would go ahead and email two or three of their favorite hosts or top libertarians or whatever, and let them know what's going on. Send the link for thecrypto6.com, and these people can then begin to start showing up on their radar. It's quite possible that some of the names that you mentioned don't even know. Now, I know Alex Jones does, because he's been pounded over this, and for whatever reason decided he, you know, doesn't want to do a, you know, any kind of show on it. But whatever the case may be, please, if everybody got involved in this, rather than me trying to find a marketing manager in, you know, when half of my co-hosts are down with the COVIDs, it would really be very helpful. So my email is mark@freetalklive.com, and has been that way for a very long time.
Yeah, I'll see if I can talk to Dave Smith at Porkfest, because I'm planning on going to that, and I know he is as well. So, wish me luck.
I'm going to be on a show on the 15th. You think it matters if I say what show?
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be on Adam versus the Man on the 15th, and I'm going to talk about the Crypto 6. So, luckily, he's nice enough to have someone on there talking about it.
Go ahead, Conejo.
Yeah, His co-host, Robbie the Fire, and then there's that one guy who's sort of libertarian, Tim whatever, who's got a huge platform.
Are you talking about Kokesh?
Tim Pool.
No.
Tim Pool,
yeah, that guy. I would say that's a really good use of the AMP funds, too, because obviously you're trying to save the show and, you know, half the show's lives, really. So I think the AMP donators would probably be on board with trying to raise greater funds for legal defense, so. And this really affects the crypto community. Reach out to the crypto community.
All the Bitcoiners. Interviews.
Pardon?
How would you use the AMP fund to get interviews?
Well, the AMP fund is for calling radio stations. You can use it to call podcasts.
I see.
Like I said, it's got to be. You got to start fundraising.
I see.
These legal fees are going to be outrageous.
They are going to be outrageous. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, they're already.
And this is going to set legal precedent. So you got to reach out to the crypto community. There's a lot of whales out there. Reach out to the whales.
Yep.
I've been really trying on Twitter. If anybody wants to help me, just go tweet at these people. It just seems like a lot of libertarians don't have Twitter, which makes sense.
What's the hashtag?
Hashtag free the crypto six. That's pretty much all me. That'll bring up my profile.
Okay, free the crypto six. Well, thanks.
I've been doing the crypto six.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, you.
Have a good one.
Appreciate it. Yeah, he's probably right. The crypto six is a little shorter.
Well, I've been doing any variation I can think of.
Yep. Let's go to... It's Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I noticed that you were talking about government competency and how the government acts and reacts in certain situations. And you're quite right about that, that government is a lot more difficult to deal with than business. The problem that we have, though, is we have to deal with government and with business. And a lot of times, it's very important for government to support business in order so that we can be successful as a nation.
No.
And I noticed a lot of times the government has people in critical positions, even the Congress and the Senate. I mean, when you think about who we have there and what kind of competency we have, and these people are causing us a lot of problems. And even in the state government, even here in Charleston, South Carolina, we have three agencies responsible for work intermediation: South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, South Carolina Department of Vocational Rehabilitation, South Carolina Department of Mental Health, IPS section, that means Individual Placement Service. And they have people who would be out begging for a job if they didn't have some kind of a connection, because those people are just not competent for those jobs, and we depend upon them. If you go into the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, I mean, we have a big problem with employment, and that office is empty. Why is that? And that is because the people have no trust in them. And
Robert?
To get themselves okay. Sorry?
Are you a fan of fascism?
Am I a fan of fascism? No, I'm not.
Are you sure?
I mean,
that leads to. If the government does more than protect the property rights of businesses, if they do anything more than that, then you go closer and closer to fascism.
If companies were just allowed to die, our economy would be so much better. We're not really propping up the economy by putting ourselves in more debt, helping these horrible companies.
Well, we don't necessarily have to do that. Sometimes we can get a lot of things for free, but we don't do it. We take money and we invest.
There ain't no such thing as a free lunch, Robert.
There's no such thing.
Well, there are things you can get almost for free for a lot less than we're paying for them. I have a friend, he's from Russia, and we just paid $18 million for a bridge over the Ashley River for bicycles. And he's from, like I say, he was an engineer under the Soviet administration. He was a physicist. I don't know if he's serious about this, but I think he is. He said, I could build that little attachment on that bridge for bicycles for $18,000, not $18 million.
Well, you'd be amazed what you can afford when you steal from people.
And this is the truth is that once a government contract's out there, of course it's going to be high, because this is the thing about government is there's no accountability, and there's not going to be, even if you make government more efficient or whatever. I mean, accountability just doesn't happen. Is it true that government exists, Robert? Yes, it is true. And I can see why people want to have the government exists be more efficient. But I think that is that's a path that will lead one down. That's what they want. That's the treadmill that they want you to be on. Well, this is if we could just do this more efficiently, and then once you start thinking about how to make the government more efficient, then you're on the treadmill.
Efficient government leads to prosperity. Prosperity leads to inefficient government.
Yeah, that's the truth. And that's the way it goes. Robert, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
I'll tell you something that I am nostalgic for. Once upon a time, the Republicans would at least make mouth noises about, you can't pick winners and losers in the marketplace.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And, I don't know whether I mean,
you've got to shut down your business, but Amazon, they can keep going.
Randy,
Walmart, they can keep going.
If you look at how much richer the top 1% got during 2020, then this looks less and less like some kind of global pandemic and more like some kind of plan for destroying middle class. 603-283-6160, Free Talk Live.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly, right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We make it available to you to call it. 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
And we've been across the board tonight. We went from talking about Fauci's summer plans, which are, ladies and gentlemen, just a little warning for you. Fauci's summer plans suck. It's boring. He's like, I'm not even going into a restaurant, even though I've had the COVIDs and I can wear two masks, whatever. I'm going to sit here and...
Wait, he had COVID? Or did you mean he had the vaccine?
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Sometimes on live radio, you get things not exactly right. I don't think... I think that Anthony Fauci has taken so many... precautions that he has managed avoiding getting COVID-19. And I think that that is, you know, if that's your goal, it's admirable to reach your goal.
My summer vacay is going to be a rager. I might be outside and have a drink.
That's right. With my neighbor across the fence. Anyway, no, he's been hanging out with his neighbors, which, by the way, they never talk about Anthony Fauci's family. They never say, you know, what he's doing with his, as far as his grandkids and stuff. And I don't know if he's got them.
I can't imagine wanting to be around that man.
Well, his family must, and, you know, and I'm just surprised how many people are not seeing their grandkids because Anthony Fauci hasn't mentioned his. I don't know. He seems to be a well-followed guy. Not as well-followed as AOC is on Twitter, but, you know, nonetheless.
You'd be amazed what kind of a following you can get when you just steal everyone's money and have a media monopoly.
Yeah, everybody loves a good authoritarian and socialist, no doubt about that. But I repeat myself. So
hey, authoritarianism comes in multiple flavors.
It does, absolutely.
Socialism is only one of them.
That's right. You know, one thing that. I don't know how to say this, but ladies and gentlemen, socialism has a definition. And that definition is widely unused. So, I'm going to give you the definition, and I'm going to even give you an alternative definition. One, the definition is state ownership of the means of production. Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are not socialists. Now, maybe, given the right circumstances, they'd go for that, but what they espouse has nothing to do with state ownership of the means of production. Now, a second definition, an alternative, is community ownership of the means of production. That's what the libertarian socialists love to say. But, you know, so far we don't see a lot of that in real life. So, you know, whatever. You can imagine if you want.
You end up with the hang-up of, like, how are you going to get to know what the community wants except through the government?
That's right.
It's also just interesting that there's absolutely nothing stopping people from going and living together and pooling their money together.
Yep. And that's a commune. That's communism, which is all you have to do is try it. You know, there's a few communes out there that have managed to make it for a long period of time, but they usually have a lot of rules. And people come and people go and because they, you know, that's not the lifestyle they want. But, you know, one of the biggest problems is trying to figure out who's going to do the dishes.
Well, I would argue with you about AOC and Bernie being socialists. I mean, they certainly espouse state control of the means of production.
What's the means of production?
Well, okay, companies. Then again, almost all of the politicians espouse state control of the means of production.
Yeah, I mean, so...
It's called regulation.
Yeah, fascism is a term that's fallen out of favor, and it doesn't really under... It's not well understood or anything like that. I like to use the term corporatism to describe basically what Mussolini described as fascism, which is just sort of a marrying of the state and, you know, corporations generally. And that's basically what we're talking about when you're talking about that kind of thing. But when you're talking about state ownership of the means of production, what you mean is Venezuela takes over oil production from the whatever the company was prior to that. And then, you know, things go the way that they go when governments take over production, which is usually pretty bad.
But it's just like one step away for the government to be like, hey, you're going to be the company that does oil, but you're going to do it this way.
Sure.
And I think that the reason that the definition of fascism is so messed up is because people who aren't paying attention are on Twitter complaining about capitalism, and they don't know that they're actually upset with corporatism.
Yep.
And if they knew what fascism meant, they'd probably be like, wait.
Well, and the most confusing thing about our current system is that, okay, well, the corporations get to be told what to do by the government, but the government gets to be told what to do by the corporations. It's called lobbying.
Yes. It's a government of the lobbyists by the corporations for the politicians, or whatever order that might go in. It's so much for a government of the people, by the people, for the people. I don't know if that ever existed, but I can tell you it sure doesn't now.
Well, and this is always one of the most aggravating things for libertarians, is because the right, in general, is very good at noticing when the government takes too much control of the corporations.
The people that call themselves the governments, yes.
Right. And the left is usually pretty good at seeing when the corporations take too much control of the government. But, I mean, at this point, there is no separation between the two. I mean, quite literally, in most cases, when you have, you know, oh, well, the leader of the country is the Goldman Sachs?
Right. And this is the thing, is that the people who used to be politicians then become lobbyists and talk to their same old friends, and they're working for these big companies, and, yeah, it's just, it... The system has devolved, ladies and gentlemen, and it isn't going to get any better. I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. Do you know how to fix it? 603-283-6160. All I can do is wrest as much power as possible from these people. And you see what happens when we talk about wresting power from politicians. The FBI comes in here and starts pulling random wires out of the back of our gizmos. So, you know, I understand why people are terrified of the state. Because I've had to live through it twice now. How many radio programs out there, ladies and gentlemen, have had their studios raided two times? I just spoke to an attorney on Friday who said, money transmission? You guys weren't doing money transmission. I'll get this taken care of in, you know, short order.
So now, if I pay you to do this once, that's legal. If I pay you to do this twice, that's legal. But I'm going to set an arbitrary number that if you pay them to do it that many times, well, then you should have given us a cut.
That's kind of how it is. Yep, they just say whatever they want to say and do whatever they want to do, and they're not held responsible. By the way, they attempted to take all the funds the Shire Free Church has, which means that they have all the funds of the United States government to run a prosecution against us. But if we want to run a defense, we got to run a fundraiser. How come the FBI doesn't have to run a fundraiser for the Crypto 6 and Free Talk Live?
I just wonder which churches are going to be targeted next and how they're going to target them.
Indeed. They don't, the government, you know, the people call themselves the government, they don't like churches anymore. Come on, popular. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. I don't know if we'll ever see the inside of a courtroom on this. They can drag it out as long as they want. Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Amidst an increase in migrants being apprehended at the U.S.-Mexico border, including a record number of unaccompanied children crossing over in March, President Joe Biden's coordinator on the southern border, Roberta Jacobson, will leave her post at the end of the month. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News Sunday criticized the Biden administration's management of the crisis.
This problem will continue to get worse because of the policies that have been adopted by the Biden administration. What the president could do is to immediately put back in place the Remain in Mexico protocols that were established in the prior administration. He could continue to build the wall along the border in South Texas. He could send a stronger message that these people should not be coming here.
Migrant families will now be held at hotels in the Phoenix area due to the influx. This is USA Radio News. Conditions have worsened on the eastern Caribbean island of St. Vincent, where a volcano has forced about 16,000 residents to evacuate their homes. More than 3,000 have taken refuge at government-run shelters, and empty cruise ships are evacuating refugees to nearby islands. Neighboring nations have also offered to take in evacuees. Lava has begun to flow from the volcano, and power has gone out. Loud rumbling, lightning, and heavy ashfall are reported. Rescue and recovery efforts continue in Indonesia, where an earthquake has killed 8 people and badly injured at least 3 more. Saturday's 5.9 magnitude quake flattened houses and damaged more than 1,100 buildings. Shelters have been set up for the displaced. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Sunday morning's blackout at its underground atomic facility is an act of nuclear terrorism, but stopped short of blaming anyone specific. Israeli media outlets report it was a cyber attack. The facility houses sensitive centrifuges. Yesterday, Iran said it had begun testing a new model. This is USA Radio News.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. Yes, we're live. I know it's Sunday. I know there's nothing live on Sunday in America any longer. And that's the state of radio. Sorry about that. 603-283-6160.
You can call in and ask me for relationship advice.
Oh, boy. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
That's Bonnie. You can ask her for relationship advice. I don't know. I mean, I've always wondered about relationship advice generally. Just why would you get? Why would one ask it, and why would one give it? Because relationships are just so weird. But you know. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We got David in New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, that sounds like fun. Give me some relationship advice, Bonnie.
Just give advice.
Okay.
Give it.
You have to be nice to your boyfriend. I just learned this.
Good advice, David.
You have to be
nice to your boyfriend.
What if you don't have boyfriends?
Be nice to somebody. That'll help.
Yeah, be nice to people. Maybe one of them will be your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Hold on just one second here, David. I meant to thank, before we took David's call, Robert Gallatin, who is a platinum amplifier. And you can be an amplifier, too. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. And I want to thank also John and Lynette Warren, who donated $1,000 to thecrypto6.com today.
Wow, thank you.
And I know there's a lot of people who have donated, and I'm really sorry that I was so sick for so long that I could see the things coming in. I'd be thankful, but there's no way for me to say thanks to all the donations that were coming in. Let's go back to David. Terribly sorry about that, David. Hey, and I want to ask you a question.
No.
What? Yes. Too bad. I'm going to do it.
So that was the answer to your question.
Oh, that's the answer.
I didn't know you were physic.
Is there?
Yeah, I am physic.
I'm wondering, you and callers generally, anybody who wants to make a call, is there something that Free Talk Live should be doing? So, for instance, a caller called in not too long ago, I think that was El Conejo, who said that we should be contacting other libertarian programs. And I think that's a great idea. And I would encourage everybody, please contact those programs on behalf of Free Talk Live. You mention my email address, which is mark@freetalklive.com, and then we can set up interviews with those good folks and that sort of thing. But is there anything else that Free Talk Live maybe should be doing that we haven't been doing during this time of crisis, when the FBI comes in and, you know, arrests six people for what, according to lawyers, is not a crime at all, and, you know, keeps our main host in jail and a whole variety of other things, pulls wires randomly out of machines here. Is there something that we should be doing that you can think of, David?
Well, I can probably think of a lot of things, but unfortunately for you, the way that my brain works, I don't instantly generate them. It takes me a while to digest things and ponder them.
Ponder. In other words, talk about the thing that you were going to talk about.
It's a shame that you're never going to call us again after you've thought about this.
Well, see, that's how I feel about relationship advice. That's why I couldn't spit anything out, David. So I'm going to put you on the spot.
No, go ahead, David.
Yeah, well, you had kind of fallen into that trap. There was a setup that I took advantage of somehow. So
yeah. So what did you call about?
Now I forgot. So anyway, nice talking to you. No, so I gotta out some more people. In fact, they're listening right now. They spell their name KENN, and they can be heard in the Four Corners area of New Mexico, Farmington. In other words, KENN Radio, Ken.
You know, you sure do a lot of advertising for these people.
Yeah, well, we need to have, in order for them to hear us and understand us and maybe change their behavior, they first need to be listening. So we got to get their attention. So now we've got their attention. Now what KENN did today, and this is political and it's not fair and they need to stop it right away, because otherwise we're going to keep outing them until they do stop. There's that radio program I was telling you about, Four Corners Car Talk, which entertainingly, if you take Four Corners Car Talk, FCCT, if you were to actually say that as an acronym, it sounds like a word you can't say on the radio. Isn't that funny? Four Corners Car Talk. So their name is Car Talk, and so I used to listen to them. I mean, when I first listened to them, it was to escape politics. And I would call in there from time to time with, you know, legit car questions or stories or whatever. And then all of a sudden they started having political candidates on their Car Talk program.
Yeah, sounds like a programming violation to me.
And so I would be sure to call into Four Corners Car Talk when they did that, since I have some strong opinions here in the state of New Mexico. And like everybody else, they got so they didn't like me. They didn't like my calls. And they started doing this thing, which they do to this very day, is if I call there, they'll pretend like they're taking my call. And then they'll put my call on hold and just leave it to die there till, you know, an hour later when the program ends, thinking that they're being smart, like I didn't notice that they just never got to my call. You know, I just figured they ran out of time. And so they think I'm really stupid, Four Corners Car Talk does on KENN. And yesterday they had the sheriff of San Juan County, Shane Ferrari. He's a Ferrari. He's on Car Talk. He's a Ferrari. And Shane Ferrari, he was on there for 90 minutes. And they did, like, here's another thing that radio programs do to obstruct listeners, constituents, citizens, callers from interacting directly with these elected politicians and other government workers that come on the radio. They said we're not going to take calls for Sheriff Shane Ferrari today because we got a lot of things we want to ask him, and for the sake of time, we don't want to let you talk directly to him, ask questions of him. And then a moment later they came back,
benefit,
but if you want to call in and tell our producer.
Yeah, it's when you have a call-in show. And you have a politician on that call-in show. It seems really disingenuous to not make people them available to people to call in and talk to. And the reason the politicians don't want that is they've done it before, and they know what it's like to have people call in and ask really hard questions, and they don't like that. And so you can either get the politician on, which I say you shouldn't, or you can and this is what they're just salivate over having these local politicians on. Oh, my God. Yeah. We've had the sheriff on.
Every now and again, it's very rare, like once in a blue moon, but every now and again, I hear politicians asked legitimate questions. Like,
right.
Things that you would want to know that, like, might not indicate that they're the best people on earth.
Right. I don't think that, you know, every question needs to be this hardball. Isn't it true that you financed your campaign by killing bunnies? Or, you know, other weird things that people will say on live radio. But, you can get a lot of good stuff from callers because they're paying attention and they don't want good stuff. They want to just continue to, you know, placate these politicians who are going to stay in power because they are. And that's how that goes. David, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Have you guys seen that video where it was before? Well, he was a candidate, but it was before he was like the only Democratic candidate, Joe Biden. A worker, some union worker in like, I think it was Michigan, went up to him and just said, like, I just want to know how, if you're president, how you're going to get more jobs for us, which is something stupid like that. But,
yeah.
And Joe Biden,
I mean, kind
just
of a softball
freaked out.
Question, yeah.
Yeah, but he wasn't being interviewed or something. The guy just walked up to him in a crowd. Joe Biden, I don't know if he knew it was being filmed. It was from kind of far away. He made the most, like, demonically angry face I've ever said and said, I don't work for you.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Like, way to pierce the whole illusion,
the veil,
buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, wait a second. Isn't your entire mythology that you work for us? Isn't that why we're submitting to being, you know, incarcerated when you decide, having our things stolen, being drafted whenever you decide?
Yeah, but Joe Biden's the most career politician we've ever had in the office of president. And it's true. He's never worked for you.
Nope.
Never once. And he knows it. And if you think any of them have ever worked for you, you're the fool. Joe Biden let you know. He's the one who's actually been doing this a long time. But Americans will continue to vote for these people. Ah, what else are you going to do? Vote third party? Free Talk Live.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, final segment. Call in. Well, right now you can't call in because the lines are wrapped up. But perhaps we'll be able to get you in. We'll see. It's Mark with you.
Beakless Mountaineer.
And Bonnie.
And I'd like to offer a quick retraction. It wasn't I don't work for you. It's I'm not working for you. Give me a break, man. Don't be such a horse's a.
Oh, wow.
That's what Biden said to the guy who asked.
He was asked, you're working for me, man. He said, I'm not working for you. Give me a break, man. Don't be such a horse's a.
Wow, he's always been saying, come on, man.
Yep. He's always says man. It's a funny thing. Well, he doesn't work for you. And anytime a politician suggests they are working for you, well, unless you're some kind of like rich corporation or lobbyist or something like that, they're lying.
I bet that union worker guy was real surprised, though. Like, what? But you're the government.
Yeah, same conversation where Biden says, you're full of S. Because, you know, cussing out working people. That's how you get voted in.
And it is.
It is. I was so shocked after I saw that I never heard about it again. Because it legitimately creeped me out to see the way his face looked when he got all angry about it. It was creepy.
Geriatric demon. Look.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Let's go to the phones. We've got Billy in Arizona. Billy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Man, your phone screen is really dumb. You hung up. We got done with that call a minute ago, and I'm like just listening on the phone, and then the call screener dude, whoever that is, comes back on the phone, and, and then asks me who this is. So I just like quick make up a name, and so hey, how you doing? Long time no hear.
Yeah, thanks, David. Appreciate the call. I don't even know if David had got hung up on or not. Who knows?
Wasn't he supposed to think about what we should be doing, and next time he calls in, tell us? Come on, man, you're slipping.
Indeed. Well, somebody's filling in the slot. Let's go to Robert in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you guys doing tonight?
All's well. What's on your mind?
Hey, so you got you mentioned, Mark, about having people call in to make, you know, suggestions and stuff.
Yeah, suggestions on what can be done sort of to make Free Talk Live more efficient in this difficult time for us.
Yeah, I mean, I've been a fan of listening to the show, I don't know, probably 12, 13, 14 years,
yeah,
long time. And one of the things I've always enjoyed about the show is, you know, once in a while they'll talk about the local stuff. Like, you know, when Conan was on, he would talk about, you know, the different things with the school board and stuff like that. I'm not saying solely.
I'm never going to do that, Robert. I mean, I swear to God, I hate that stuff. You know, whenever anybody says Keene, New Hampshire on this radio program, it makes me bananas. And Ian used to do it all the time. He would love to make this, you know, this local show. I hate it. This is a nationally syndicated radio program on 200 radio stations across the United States, and nobody
right.
gives a flying flip at a rolling donut about Keene, New Hampshire, ladies and gentlemen. At least that's how I feel.
Tell us how you really feel.
I do. Yes. I mean.
Well, I am going to say one thing that I think is actually nationally important about relatively local news. So a while back, our governor decided that he would just, you know, edit the laws.
Yes.
Because, you know, that's what the executive branch is.
They've been doing that all across the country.
Well, finally, our legislative branch finally started going, hey, stop that.
Well, they could barely get in office, but yeah, they did. They sent a good scolding to the governor, and I think that's great news. And I hope that legislative branches around the United States do that. And the idea that governors, you know, around the world have decided to throw people in to house arrest without habeas corpus is despicable. But yeah,
turns out the lawmakers are allowed to tell the governors that the governors aren't lawmakers.
What did the lawmakers do to the governor to?
They told him that, okay, well, you are not allowed to keep declaring emergencies without our permission.
Yeah.
Did that actually pass in the House and Senate?
I don't know.
Last time it had passed in the House but not Senate.
I was referring to, like, you know, like the things that go on with the broken criminal justice system, you know, them kind of things that need to be talked about.
Yeah, whenever something goes on in a broken criminal justice system, we'll talk about it. But, I mean, I don't like to talk about, you know, I don't like to focus on Keene rather than, you know, at the to the pains of other particular places. I mean, you know, I think that it's fine to say Free Talk Live's done from Keene, New Hampshire. But anything more than that is a little much as far as I'm concerned. Rush Limbaugh doesn't focus on West Palm Beach news. So.
Well, he's not with us anymore, so.
Well, still worth looking at his show and see what he did. Thank you very much for the call, Robert. Do appreciate it.
Thank you.
The numbers, well, I'm giving out the number. Yeah, I might as well. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. On-screen call. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, Mark. This is Dana from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hey, Dana.
Hi. Listen, you were asking for ideas. Please don't limit yourself to asking for help from libertarians. I have discussed this with you and Ian before. Libertarians and conservatives are very closely aligned in
yep.
many things, and
right
especially their mm-hmm. foundations, and that's the important thing. And then in other areas, they, you know, they splinter off.
Sure.
But the foundation is, you know, what you build upon. So that being said, the Republicans, you made remarks about Republicans. They're the other side of the coin, same side of the coin, or other side of the same coin is Democrats. And that's why so many left the Republican Party, because they don't believe in laissez-faire anymore. You made a remark about they used to care about, corporations and too much power and government and stuff like that, and they don't anymore. So this is my idea for you. You need to appeal to two more groups of people. For already we established libertarians, you need to appeal to the conservatives. But you also need to appeal, and this is very important, to the Trump movement. They are comprised of disgruntled Republicans. Some are conservatives, some not. Conservatives, libertarians, and some really pissed off middle class Democrats. And those people are not going away. And one more thing. If you, not you personal, I'm saying you plural, if anyone ever thought Republicans were different from Democrats, why did Mitch McConnell and that whole gang, Paul Ryan, they had all three branches of government,
sure
and
did.
They did everything they could to undermine Trump the first 2 years. What the hell were they afraid of? Because he said he was going to drain that swamp and get rid of people that looked like them.
And then so he hired them right up.
Trump did some of that too.
Ask for help from the Trump supporters because we really support you guys.
Yeah, I think that thank you for the call. Appreciate it, Dana. I think that there's a lot of people who are out there on the fringes and around, and maybe they don't have the most principled and ideological stance, but they know that the government isn't working. Like, the people who are calling themselves government are lying to us, and they're doing it a lot. And I think a lot of those people were sort of Trumpsters, and they imagined Trump was going to do some really great work, and maybe he did do some great work. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me, honestly, when I see, what has happened. What I see is that Washington, D.C. and the media complex spent a lot of time lying about Donald Trump. They did their very best to make him look as bad as possible. Look, I get Donald Trump was not a principled libertarian. However, he also wasn't all the things that they said. And geriatric Jesus, my God, what they did to be able to push him into office, it's stunning.
So my biggest issue with reaching out to the Trump supporters is that a lot of them are really pro-war. And honestly, if you want to kill Arabs for no reason, you are not with us.
But Trump didn't do that.
If you want to lock up crackheads that are just on their own, you're not with us.
And my parents are really Trumpy, and they freaked out when they heard about the raid and everything. And my parents just think that Bitcoin is like some kind of tool from the Chinese government or something. That's what most Trumpers think.
I don't know what most Trumpers think about Bitcoin, but I can tell you that, they... I guess Satoshi Nakamoto sounds like Chinese to them.
I mean, it's not the only thing that he said, but Trump was like, yeah, not only should we be killing these terrorists, we should kill their families. Like, whoa.
Trump said that?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, he was specifically saying that we should hunt down the families of terrorists, as a disincentive.
He also said that he wanted to do what Duterte was doing and kill drug dealers.
Now, I do appreciate the fact that the Trumpsters are on board with the whole, like, this system needs to change.
Indeed. There's a lot of different people out there that can see that the system is messed up. And I think Dana's right that those people probably need to get together a little bit. And if everybody's willing to compromise and listen a little bit, maybe we'll have some success. I don't know. Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com and go to thecrypto6.com to support the campaigns for more financial freedom for you. The Crypto.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.